Pilgrimage by George Wilkerson. I've seen it wince my mother's cheeks with the memory of other Koreans bludgeoning her unborn children with death threats because my dad was American. I've heard the slap of slurs sticking to colored skin. I was rubber, they were glue. I've scrunched my nose at the burning hair, malodor of discomfort, as I strolled into a room for a job interview. I had sounded white on the telephone. I've touched its twisted face, felt its teeth scrape the calluses from my fist. I've spat globs of nasty, off-color curses, tasted and cringed at the saltiness oozing from crushed gums and split lips. Yeah, I've been intimate with prejudice. We've bit and kissed, held hands and threw fists, pat and stabbed each other's back. But now, I treat it like a crazy place I used to live. I've been colored and discolored, and I've done the same to others. And though I long ago moved on from there, the bad tanning effects of prejudice still linger. In Bible study, many brothers discarded my answers, since I was too young and inexperienced to exceed their wisdom. I transformed into a monster when I came to prison, because everybody knows convicts can't be human. With contempt, my mother said I acted black when I swaggered into her suburban home. My own friends teased me mercilessly when I spoke slangless in the ghetto. A detective called me a liar when I told her my name because Georges aren't Korean. They assessed my superficial incongruities, attempting to make sense of me because I don't match their schematic defining how I ought to look and think or act or speak. Or, with discriminating eyes, they distort the parts of me they hate to justify beating me up or cutting me down to size, to stuff me in their crates built with narrow-sided minds. But I would never fit in within their exclusive prisons, inhabit their claustrophobic, solid-colored categories without room to grow in, to be human. I am neither black nor white, but every color in the spectrum, plus them. I am only me, undefined, unlimited, except by God's physics, ever moving forward closer to His image, which is Jesus. Nothing human is alien to me, but I am an alien to my race, a foreigner in my homeland, at home in this foreign place, for I am a journeyman.